You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome everyone, to episode 1,000 of Tim Talks. From the sacred Tim Hortons cup, 60th anniversary.
Even to roll up.
Yeah, roll up.
Roll up the rim.
You can't roll it up, but you're supposed to. Tim Hortons, 60th anniversary. Tim Hortons, look at that. Awesome.
I wanted to do this so you know it's not vodka or gin.
Well, when we're not together, I sometimes question. Welcome,
cheers,
everybody. Welcome, everyone.
1,
no, wait. Don't drink it out of that simple old glass. I have something very special for you.
Whoa.
Yeah. One of our faithful listeners, Jeff Page in St. Thomas.
Awesome.
Who has a Beam Above engraving, wanted me to give you something.
Okay.
We were just at the men's meeting in Simcoe, and he goes, for your 1,000th episode.
That's awesome. Faithful listener,
he got us these cups. So he got me this one, Pastor Al Stone. And Tim Talks, 1,000 episodes, Tim Talks and growing. I don't know if that's up, yes, or out, but, and then there's a QR code that takes you to our page. On the back, 1,000 episodes, Tim Talks, and avid listeners, a beam above right there. So thank
awesome.
You very much for that, Jeff. And he's got one for you, and it's got your name on it, Pastor
this
Wolven.
This is great.
And he told me that when you do the QR code with your phone, if you do it on my phone, it takes you to a picture of me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it on your phone, it takes you to a picture of me. So there you go. So that's for you.
All
you
right. Thank
put
you
my
so
coffee.
Much.
I'm putting my
this
coffee in this
great.
One.
This is great.
That's awesome.
This
so,
is great. Mine's not
that.
Cleaned out, so I'm not going
to
use mine
that.
Yet.
Listen to that sound. Oh.
1,000 episodes.
That's right.
Tim Talks.
There you go.
QR code.
Yep.
Pastor Wolven.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yep. It's all for you.
And then... avid listener,
yeah.
A beam above. That's his logo. You want to shout out, give
yeah.
him some love
yep.
and
yep.
Employ him. So,
yeah. So his
that is awesome. Thank you.
His email address is abeamabove@gmail.com. A beam, B-E-A-M above. And then on Facebook, a beam above. And he's there in St. Thomas. And his phone number is 226-373-0871.
That is awesome.
If you're in Canada, especially if you have any church needs for engraving, he is your guy.
That's great.
So, good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I have with me, just in case, I want you to know I'm traveling always with my Tim Hortons puck, just in case we get a little low in this episode. I'm going to have to, you know, re-go there. So all fired up. So this is awesome. We are in the sacred bowels.
Yes.
Of
now
the,
you get to see what yeah. the bowels look like.
Yeah. This is it. It's really nice, actually.
We did have a... colonoscopy and cleaned everything up.
Yeah, that was a great movement. So let me start by saying, so many of you have said, we'd love to see what Brother Wolven looks like. This is it. This is what I got to look at
it's
every
awesome.
Week, right?
Just terrific.
And I've got to set the record straight because we have so many people. I travel and say, I love Brother Wolven.
Yes.
Well, it's W-O-L-V-I-N.
Yeah, or Wolven. As my mother would say as I was growing up on the phone, W-O-L-V as in Victor, I-N.
Wow. That would do it. So there he is.
So that's now I say guy. V as in victory.
Victory. Wow. There
as
you go.
Peace.
Peace.
As victory.
Okay. Sure. I'll take it. Winston Churchill didn't know.
Churchill cigar.
Yeah.
Victory.
There you go. Victory. There you go. I don't know anything about gin and cigars. I don't know anything about that stuff. I'm a Christian, but 1,000.
1,000.
1,000. For those of you that are listening just in the regular auto recording, this is being videotaped.
Yes.
And we are going to be at Dr. Al Stone on YouTube. Dr. Al Stone, go to my channel, and you'll see us there.
And I'll put it on North Columbus Baptist Church channel as well.
There you go. So you can.
But it's got to stay off of Baptist Ed channel.
Why?
I've got standards.
Oh, very low standards.
Actually, we're more like a cartoon than real life. So.
We really are. So for those of you that always wondered, we've had a lot of people ask us if we could do this,
mm-hmm.
but it's just too hard. With
well,
you
yeah, we'd
here.
Have to be in the same place.
Yeah.
And then to try to get it live
yeah.
would be a logistical nightmare
oh.
with two two places, mm-hmm. always doing it at the same time. Your schedule's different. My schedule's different.
Right.
And it's a miracle that we just get to record.
Yeah, it really is. And it's worked out well. 1,000 episodes.
That's amazing.
That's 6.5 years. 6.4 years is what it is. So, and we've done
We did have a time off for what, maybe about 4 months or so, whenever I got that atrial fib and had to sort of recoup a little bit.
I just got sick. It really is what happened.
Yeah, my heart just wasn't right.
It wasn't. But now his heart's right. Praise the Lord. Yes. We're all good. So we have a ton of fun doing this. And we got some folks we need to thank. Mike Harness.
Yes.
For those of you who faithfully listen, you've heard his voice 1,000 times, mm-hmm. the voice of Tim Tucker.
2,000 times.
Well,
opening and closing.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. 2,000. And we'll let you know that we've talked to Brother Mike. We're going to change our opening because—
To 80 years.
80 years of experience.
80 years.
Oof, that's a—
Because you're at 40 and I'm at 42.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, 82 years, but we'll go 80.
Yeah, right. Over 80 years. Yeah.
That's right. So he'll be doing that, and I'm excited about that. He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Brother Mike does the music at the Cleveland Baptist Church. And he and Doug Schweitzer and Dave Carnicolas were just at our Man Up conference in St. Forest.
Oh, awesome.
We didn't have a name for them, so I just called them the CBC3.
There you go.
Yeah, it's pretty catchy. So they did a great job, and so he does that. And he told me this. I didn't tell you this yet. He said he went through a time when he wasn't sure what he was going to do in ministry. He was in ministry full-time, and he just didn't— It's just maybe his heart wasn't there or whatever. So he was going to leave and he's going to go into policing. And he said, that just didn't work out. I was so torn. I didn't know what to do. He goes, listening to Tim Talks helped me get through that time.
That's awesome.
And determine what the Lord wanted in my life. And so he's back in the ministry full time. And so we praise the Lord. And that's really what we started this for.
Yes.
Was to be able to help people in ministry, wanting to go into ministry.
And well, we actually started because we wanted to goof around a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Because somebody said, hey, do you know what a podcast is? And we said, we have no idea. No
exactly.
Idea. We still don't.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
I mean, 6.5 years ago, and of course, if you've listened a lot, we've heard the story before, but my son came in. He was young 30s, and he said, hey, Dad, you know, there is not a single Baptist podcast on the internet.
Yeah.
And I said, well, he said, no, you got a lot of podcasts. It's just a replay of a message. He said, but you got all these guys, they're Calvinist or New Calvinist or, you know, evangelical. Mm-hmm. We don't have any independent Baptist podcasts. And so we started sort of researching it and we practiced a little bit. And how about this? I did keep those original.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did keep those original ones. And we're trying to like co-teach.
Yeah.
You know, it was dry. And so Steve said once again, you know, he's listening. And and so reviewing the precursors. And he said, you know, as I was growing up, I would love to go out to eat with you pastors and just sit and listen to the stories. They were awesome. And he said, just have a conversation like it's after church and you're sitting around the table, you know, eating or snacking or drinking a cup of coffee and you're just talking. And so we tried it and we had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So no pressure then.
When we first started out, it was me asking you questions.
Yes. We tried this interview thing. Yeah. It didn't work. Then we tried to co-teach and.
Yeah. No. So then we just started goofing off and bam.
Oh, yeah.
Bam. Here we are 1,000 episodes later. And I've had so many people say, what I really like is I feel like I'm just sitting there with you guys. And that's exactly
that's
this
the
is
whole
it.
Point. Yep.
And so the premise behind this was in Canada, if we were going to go somewhere and sit and talk, we'd go to Tim Hortons. And you'd come up with, you know, the name of the program. And so I said, well, we need to incorporate that in. And so Tim Hortons kind of came out of that thing. And so that's why the drink of the coffee and, you know, the Canadian aspect. And then
TED Talks was
TED
just
Talks.
Really taken off.
Right.
And so we thought, Tim Talks.
Tim Talks.
T-I-I-M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking interest in.
Because there is a Tim Talk somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're doing, but so when we started this, we couldn't use Tim Talks. We had to use T-I-I.
Yeah, they're long gone. They never made it. Never had a chance. Did not have a chance. So that's what it is. So
now you can see when I laugh, I usually tilt my head back and just
Yeah,
it boils out.
And it's a belly laugh. And you can obviously see where that comes from.
I've got a belly.
Yeah, I got a belly. So I was going to do this. I should have done it when we started. I was going to start out like this. Welcome to Tim Talks. I should have done it. That'd be good. So for those of you that know, often I make fun of my weight and also Brother Wolven's height. And you can see there's a little bit of a difference. It's not that much, really.
I've got my chair jacked up a little
bit. You do. And that, yeah. Well, and that big pillow helps, too.
No, that's not a pillow. Oh,
sorry. So that's where it is. What's been your favorite part of doing this, you think?
You know, I think my favorite part has been staying relevant. I really enjoy hearing things that are going on. And it's sort of causing me to pay attention to what all is going on around me. And so I've had to stay a little bit more alert to things that are going on. It's so easy to just get in your bubble.
Yeah.
And our nose is down, nose to the grindstone. We're just looking at my church, not mine like I own it, but I'm involved in it. And so I never look up, and it's so easy, and all of a sudden 7 or 8 years pass by, and you're just trying to just been drilling into the ministry and teaching and helping and evangelizing, and all of a sudden you look up and go, oh, where are we?
Yeah.
You know, so that's probably my favorite part. How about you?
Yeah, I think just knowing that people's lives have been touched by what we do. A lot of young people, you know, listening, a lot of college age, and that really was our target audience. And a lot of them have said, you know, you're touching on topics that are relevant and not a lot of guys will talk about it. Most of you've noticed that I try to take, not so much of a, you know, far right stance. Brother Wolven usually takes the far right stance. I try to stay a little left of that, just to be a voice for those who are
the Joe Biden stance.
The Joe Biden, just, yeah, know, the, yeah, not the Justin
median,
Trudeau stance.
Median road.
No, right, yeah. I've tried to be a voice for those that maybe are questioning, wondering, you know, studying, and so that you've got that voice, and so that
makes
awesome.
Me the voice of people who have no. No study,
no
thought process,
nope.
just locked entrenched in. Yep. And I'll never move and
that's
never change.
That's the one, exactly. And I'm the one that would maybe one day drink a Starbucks.
Well, I sure won't.
No. I tried to talk him into one more Tim Hortons, but he wouldn't do it.
No way.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't handle it.
It took me a whole podcast to drink that thing, and that was like torture.
Yeah. What do you think's been the toughest part of doing this?
Probably admitting my failures and mistakes. Mm. I mean, it when we start really thinking outside the box and trying to take a step back and sort of look and see what we're doing, wow, you know, I see a lot of failings and a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're trying to be transparent and, you know, we're trying to warp the future generation to meet up with us, and that doesn't always work. So.
No. I think the hardest is, for me, obviously scheduling, you know.
Yes.
That's a bit
when
tricky.
When you're on the road.
Yeah, when I'm on the road, tricky. It's tricky.
You know, I'm here, so we got a studio, got everything. All I basically have to do is come in, plug in, turn on, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, but the problem is you're the pastor, you're the youth pastor. You are doing Awake America. You're doing Baptist Ed. You're going to preachers' meetings. You know, all those kind of things as well. So you got a lot. You got a lot. When I'm on the road, I mean, I'm in a hotel room usually somewhere or a nursery of a church. That seems to be where I end up most of the times. And so that's, you know, that's not too bad for me. But just getting that together sometimes is a little bit difficult. And then, of course, you know, getting everything edited out and on air in time. And we've had a couple glitches. You know, technical glitches over the years, but really not many.
Been that bad.
No, yeah. It really hasn't been. And for.
I think we have good quality.
I think so.
Yeah.
It took us a little bit. I had to work through a couple different microphones and just, you know, I was under the stairwell for a while in my house, you know, trying to get the right acoustics. And, you know, you don't want a lot of reverb and all that kind of stuff. So that took a little bit. But I think that. And then I think realizing that we are in a time of change.
Yes.
And that's hard for guys that are a little bit older. We were pretty established. and trying to help people that are moving, not away from where we were, but just repositioning within where we were, trying to help and be helpful in that. I think that's been a little bit of a learning curve for me.
I'll tell you what's been awesome is the number of you people that wind up contacting us and then meeting you in different places. Of course, you're out more than I am.
Yeah.
And it seems like almost everywhere I go, somebody will mention the podcast or there's that laugh or something like that to show, or they'll make a comment, you know, has Brother Ice been listening or something like that. So it shows that they've been tuned in.
Yeah.
And that is sort of humbling.
It kind of throws me off a little bit. I'll be somewhere and they'll say, such and such. And I'm like, how did they know that? And they're like, well, you just said it yesterday on the podcast. I'm like, that's right. People are actually listening. So that is cool. And then one of the neat ones, I was in Tennessee and I'm sitting in a pew and I'm talking to somebody and the people in front of me said, you're Dr. Stone. You're Dr. Al Stone. I said, yeah, from Tim Talks. I'm like, yeah. And they said, we recognize your voice from Tim Talks. So that was kind of cool. And they're still faithful listeners. So that was awesome. But yeah, I like that. I like that. And a lot of kids have imitated the slurp. A lot of people try to imitate the laugh. You know, so that's kind of key. It's very flattering.
It's easier to imitate the slurp than the laugh.
The laugh is...
You have to be half demented, half evil, half lunatic.
I've got to tell you, I hear far more people say, we listen for the laugh than they do the slurp. I'll tell you that. So, yeah, that's unusual. Where you got that, I don't know.
My dad.
Yeah,
my dad that's true. Would laugh the same way, tilt his head back and out it just rolled.
Yeah, I think he was even a little higher. He laughed pretty high, like a high pitch.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
But I've had this laugh all my life. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember 5 years old in church, wooden pews. Actually, I had a vinyl bottom but a wooden back. And we're at Cleveland Baptist Church.
Was there a big native child sitting next to you?
Bruce Musselman was singing. And I asked my mom, I leaned up and I said, what is his name? And my mom said, Mr. Musselman, because that was the era you don't tell people's first name. They're an adult. And so I'm sitting there 5 years old, Mr. Musselman.
I can see you.
Mr. Musselman. And he didn't look like a bodybuilder.
No, he wasn't a muscle man.
And I went, and I banged my head back on the pew, on the wooden pew, and I'm laughing loud. And my mom just went smack, you know, right in my leg. All of a sudden, I stopped laughing, you know. But that's the first time I realized my laugh got me into trouble. Wow. So
So it's been awesome.
And about 20-some years later, Steve was sitting in church, and he was about 5, and he said, who is that? And I said, Mr. Musselman. And now I'm looking at him out the corner of my eye, and he's going, no, he was better because it went, so I didn't have to smack his leg.
No, that's good. That time. We also need to thank some folks who are going to help us going forward.
Absolutely.
We put a call out, man, seems like years ago now, but it was about 6 months ago.
Yes.
And we said, if you would like to try and do an introduction, or if you would like to do a theme song or something like that, you can help us out. And we had some folks that actually did that.
Awesome.
And we're going to play some of those for you. Of course, we don't have the
we'll put it in
video, but we have a young lady by the name of Lena Sowers. And Lena wrote a little song for us. And she's young, just a young girl. Mm-hmm. And so she did that for us. And we're going to listen to a little bit.
Here it is. Lena. Go, Lena.
Tim Talks. Tim Talks.
All right. There you go. Good beginning.
Thank you, Lena.
Good start.
And then we had a young man from Canada. His name is Jonathan Lee, and Jonathan's a great guy. He's the guy that gave me the cup with Captain Canada.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, great kid. And he's got a tremendous voice. And if he was going to do our introduction, here's what Jonathan would sound like.
Welcome Welcome to Tim Talks with your two hosts, Dan Wolven, pastor of North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio, and Dr. Al Stone, pastor emeritus of Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, and general director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada. With over 7 decades of experience ministering on both sides of the border, listen as they try their best to help you who are taking an interest in ministry.
What a voice.
Wow.
What a voice. That kid's got a voice for radio. I'm telling you right now.
I've got a face for radio.
Yeah, for sure.
As you can tell now.
Yeah, that's right. And then the last one is another young man from Canada. This is a pastor's son from out in British Columbia. His name is Stephen Allen. And Stephen's very talented. Very talented young man. I don't think he reads a lick of music. He probably reads it, but he never uses it.
Oh.
But he's very talented. And he wrote a little opening song for us. And then he did a little break. So if we said we'll be right back, we'd play that little break. And I think we're going to use that going forward. It's pretty good. It's kind of neat. So we're going to play, first of all, his little piano introduction for Tim Talks. And then we'll come back for just a second and then give you that break. Here is Stephen Allen on the piano. But it sounds like a clarinet.
He does have talent.
Guy's good.
That's a good sound.
Here's the little break. And this is Sammy does like a little four-part harmony thing. And this is Stephen Allen doing that.
You're listening to Tim Talks.
Is that great or what?
Awesome.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Good job. So we'll be using some of those in the future. And I want to thank you for that. And we're going to send each of them a gift card. Probably Tim Hortons.
Awesome.
Probably Tim Hortons or something like that so that we can show our appreciation for you doing
that's
that.
Great.
Thank you so much. We
appreciate
it.
Thank you for your participation.
Very much. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And for those who have joined us on our podcast over the years, we've had a number of pastors who have joined us.
Oh, yes.
We love having guests in. Again, it's kind of a difficult process to do it. We just did one with Brother Dameron a few weeks ago. And to be honest, getting the quality of sound good through a Zoom call is very difficult.
Yes, it is.
And there's a time difference. And I think editing that one, it took me almost 2 hours to edit that so that it would sound decent. So
it's a little bit longer of a podcast,
It was a little bit longer, too, yeah. But it was good. And we enjoyed doing that. So it's nice to do that.
That's been a blessing. Most of the time, when somebody is not here in Columbus and we can sort of meet up together, maybe you're with somebody or I'm with somebody.
Right.
But we still have to go on FaceTime or Zoom and – once we do that, we'll record on these microphones, each individually, and then we'll have to assemble it and put it together. So the only way to get that initial start right is we'll come back with three, two, one, start. And so that we know where to match them and where to splice them correctly. Mm-hmm. And so it's very difficult even while we're videoing together and with our wives.
Yeah.
We still want to go three, two, one. It's such a habit.
And we always do it in the air so we can see it.
Yes.
Right.
So you can see each other's fingers. Yeah.
Because in the early days, before there was really good, you know, FaceTime and really good.
We had to do it just phones.
Yeah.
And so we will wear hearing apparatus so it doesn't come through the microphone on each of us. And so it's difficult when you're trying to add a third person in there.
And what's really difficult is when one guy is almost deaf and he hears hearing aids and he has to keep them so high to hear that it comes through the microphone.
What?
Exactly. So then I've got to go in and use a special thing, filter, to filter that out. And the other thing you hear is once in a while you'll hear a thud or you'll hear a little bang like that. Brother Wolven, when he talks, loves to bang on the table.
Yes, you'll see me.
Oh.
I've got to have something in my hands. I'm fiddling with the microphone. I'm fiddling with the table. I'm holding things and I'll drop it on the table. On the other table, I have a mat.
Yeah.
So it sort of cushions if I drop something. But
yeah. I had to get on about that a little bit. Because yes. I'm editing that through, and I keep hearing this click, bang, bang. Boom, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I realized that when I put my cup down, sometimes you get that. So I had to figure that out, and I have to look for that. So, but that's all part of it.
Yeah, I used to have to mix them all together, and I just ran out of time, and it was really hard. And then Brother Stone said, hey, I'll start.
Yeah.
And so we had a little pre-format thing that we'd try to go by. And you have taken the bulk of the work on there, and I appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah. Well, I've had the time to do it. You know, leaving the pastorate, I had the time, and I knew the workload that you had, and it was just another thing. And I've enjoyed doing it. I love video. I love audio video stuff. I've done it for a very long time. Had a radio program at home for a while, and actually worked in radio in Cleveland, and then did TV. In St. Thomas, so I've really enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, we had a couple good
videos. Yes, we did.
Videos.
Oh, we had a great video one time. I told him, I said, "Now listen, you gotta be quiet. You know, you can't make any sounds. We got to do this little pretty setup.
You're gonna laugh." And he went, "Oh no,
no,
I won't laugh. I'm really getting professional.
Professional.
I'm getting to where I can really do this." And so I said, "I guarantee you're gonna laugh." "No, no, I really won't." And so, unbeknownst to him, I had taken a roll, I'd taken a piece of white paper and I rolled it together and then I put a piece of masking tape on the end like a filter tip on a cigarette.
Sure.
And so he's looking at the camera and welcome. And so I'm sitting next to him like this, you know, and he never looks at me. He's talking to the camera because we weren't able to even see like what you can do on video cameras now. And so he goes, "So, brother, what?" And he turns around and I said, "Well, actually," and you lost it, man.
I lost it. And then
we couldn't get stopped.
Well, then there was the other one where.
And you couldn't splice it. We'd do it all over again.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't splice it.
So every time we'd start laughing and then we'd get 12, 14 minutes into one program, and the dog is leaning down.
Yes.
I mean, it was a very professional setup. He had his microphone on this little crackers box on the floor to pick us up.
That's right.
And the dog's laying right next to it, Dudley, and he goes, boof. Right in the microphone.
Right in the mic.
And he gets up, "I'm going to kick this dog." And I'm, "Look at him. He's animal cruelty."
That's right.
We had to do the whole thing again.
Oh, I was so mad at that dumb dog. We were almost done too. Woof.
So yes, you are very experienced.
Yeah. So that's what I got to say.
But you know, so when COVID hit.
Yeah.
Now, I had come down here, and this is a spare classroom. And so I came down, and I was thinking, trying to figure out a way to deaden the sound. And so I put these moving rugs all around and nailed them and screwed them in the walls. And so it did deaden it really well.
Yeah, we're good.
Then when COVID hit, and we were doing videos and, you know, all kinds of different things because we didn't have a whole lot of repertoire of things to show. So we were doing brand new videos for church services. And it got to the point where the sound wasn't good. And I finally said, "Hey, it sounds great in that studio downstairs." And so I came up with this idea of putting this all together.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it was like, well, might as well do it right. And so I ordered some actual sound deadener blankets and things. And we've got all the lighting and we've got actually behind us is probably about six or seven different backdrops that will roll up and pull down. And so over the course of years, it's really developed into something pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I've really enjoyed it, but it sort of pushed us. We keep pushing a little bit farther.
Yeah. I'm not a pastor anymore, so I have to tape all my stuff together and I find stuff in the garbage and try to fix it.
Meaning he doesn't have a church credit card anymore.
Yeah, you're not kidding. So, yeah. No, it's been good.
But we have used this room a lot.
Yeah, you have.
A lot over the years.
Yep.
Not just for the podcast, but for many things at church, too.
Yeah. We need to thank our wives.
Amen.
They have been very gracious. My wife, many times at home, is in a bedroom or in a side room, and you know, I've told her you can't make any noise. Of course, we had the clip clop incident. That was bad.
Clippity clop.
Clippity clop. That's right. that was bad. But they have supported us in this and never given us any trouble. Last week they were on with us, which. We always enjoy having them
on. And in the next two sessions, too.
Yeah. Wednesday and Friday, they'll be on with us again, a different topic. But They're awesome. Both of them incredible speakers.
They absolutely refused to come on here for a while.
No. Well,
they would not come on. And then it's finally, all right, we're going to come on, but we're going to be so terrible. And it was like, bing, they rang the bell. And now every time they're on, it is awesome. And when we four get together.
Oh, it's the best.
We just laugh our heads
it's
off.
It's the best. We can't ever do anything serious, but it's awesome. And they've been great in supporting that and helping us. And they have said, never ask us to do video. They won't do video. They won't do that. My wife will not do video. She said, I just don't like that. So she'll do the audio.
As you can see, when I don't do video, I'm robbing the public of something wonderful.
Oh, it's, we should have done this years ago. So we should do this once a month or something now, or, you know, whenever we're together. We probably will do some more like this when we're together. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. And like I say, people have asked us to do it. So now you know. Now you can see the magic. You know the magic of how it happens. And any favorite episodes?
The natural glow around me.
Yeah, that's a light on the floor.
No, it's my gray hair.
Oh, the gray hair. Some lights really identify my gray hair. I'm usually pretty good at covering, but
I'm only 2 years older than you.
I know, but.
And I have got.
Well, you've lived such a harder life of sin than I have. I wasn't running from the police and pulled up out of the gutter like you were, you know. Any favorite episodes?
You know, still, my favorite story is still your first day
hospital. I know, mine too.
No question.
Mine too.
So that may be like episode 6.
I think it's 8.
And then we got into like the first real topic for a week was the church nursery. And we tried to start serious and then we went off on that. That's episode 10, 11, 12, something like that. Yeah. And that started us. Yes. I mean, that started us.
When we realized we could get away with the humor.
And then it started where I tried to think of some things where I tried to get you to lose it. Every once in a while, I'll go into our recording sessions and I'll think, how can I get him to really lose it? You know, if I can get you to where you're laughing, you can't even talk. I feel like it's been successful.
Yeah, we've had a few of those. So I learned pretty early on that it was better if I let you pick the topic. If there was something that you were passionate about or something that you wanted to do, I found it a little bit harder to keep things rolling if you weren't really invested in it. So many, many times I'll say, what do you want to do? What topic do you want to do? Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Here we go right here.
Yeah, that's all right.
So
I disagree.
Well, usually. I would do that. And so I'll send a topic and say, you know, what do you want to do? And if he doesn't have anything, I'll say, well, here's 3 or 4 suggestions, and I let you pick out what you want to do. But
and now we're answering a lot requests.
Yeah, I would say probably 70% of what we do now
but
is.
The greatest request we won't answer, it says, please stop.
Yeah, no, not yet. How old can you do this still?
Well, however old Smokey Rose wants to go. That was another episode.
Oh, Smokey Rose.
That was a good
one. That was a good one. Smokey Rose.
That came out of nothing.
It did, just out of thin air. And that's our whole lives really together.
Yes.
We just kind of feed off each other. And somebody says something. I learned this in Cleveland. Somebody says something, and if you get a quick wit response, man, and you guys hear that. You hear that on this program all the time. He'll say something, and I'm waiting. I'm biting.
I'm doing the same thing. Yes,
and we put the finger up. Like I got something.
I'll write it down.
That's right. And then we come back with a quip. So that's fun when those things come in. That's really fun. I love doing that. Any episodes that you didn't like to do?
You know, the heavy ones.
Yeah,
talking about loss.
Yeah,
or you know, when you start talking about people who left the church. You hurt all over again.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you're replaying these things saying, I wish that this wouldn't have happened. I wish it would have done a different way. But you're trying to help other people. And so that's the whole point of that. We're not sitting around commiserating and trying to think of how terrible the ministry is because it's awesome.
Yeah.
Ministry is just great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just the going through some difficult, you know, things. That's tough. Some of the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Talking about the things that are going on, and then, you know, we're both like, this can't be true. This can't be true. And then, no, Come to find out, it's true.
It was true. Yeah. It was true. I think you've heard us laugh a lot on this podcast, but you've heard us cry some too. Mm-hmm. And neither one of us like to cry. That's not us. But we are both.
I don't know. The older I'm getting, the more I'm turning into a puddle of goo.
Well, I know, but I don't like that.
This past Sunday.
Oh, Easter?
It was our church anniversary.
Easter. Oh, anniversary, right.
And so one of the songs we're singing, you know, and I just got choked up. And then the piano song, I was ready to bawl. The special, I was ready to cry. And I'm just, I don't know if it's just an emotional day because you think back of, you know, firsts and things. But, I'm telling you, I'm getting old. I'm losing it.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem may be. And my dad's helped me with this. So my dad had cancer. And part of the treatment was he had to take estrogen because it's the testosterone that was causing the cancer. And so to balance that, they have to give you estrogen. So my dad's taking this estrogen, which is a female hormone. Mm-hmm. And so my dad, I go to visit him, and he says, I'm crying all the time. I can't stop crying. I'm crying at everything. He goes, I can't watch a movie. I'm crying. I said, wow, that's not good. He goes, I think I'm going to have to go see a shrink or something. I said, no, I ain't doing that. And he's like, yeah, I can't sleep. He goes, and these hot flashes, they're killing me. I'm like, Dad, you're turning into a woman. And my wife said, how's it feel? He goes, oh, it's terrible. So that's waning off, praise the Lord. He's feeling much better, but maybe that's the problem.
I'm not like Doc Thompson.
No. Oh, one of the greatest stories of all time. We've told that. He's up, you know, bragging how he doesn't hang out with big guys, big shots, and then he starts name dropping on it. Yes. And he says,
here's with a well-known preacher.
Yeah,
Sheldon and Smith. For 2 hours on your way up to the speaking engagement or three, whatever it was.
Yeah. Yep.
I hope he's not a big shot. I don't like big shots. I don't like to be a big shot.
Yep.
And so then after the message, they hung out together. Yeah, and
we went to the pastor's house.
He was big shotting.
He goes, Shelton, you ought to hear my testimony. You would never believe
after he
it.
Was big shotting.
Oh, big shot.
Oh, yeah. Like I knew crazy. Him, and I preached for him, and I preached for that guy. Right. And Phil Clayton, Larry Clayton, and you were looking at him like, who is this guy?
I know. I was like, what's going on in that? Oh, I can't. I
and
can
so he's it. Going. You ought to hear my testimony. You ought to hear my brother Smith. If you heard my testimony, you just wouldn't believe it.
He used to be a woman. Oh my goodness! Larry Clayton, big man, is on the floor, rolling on the floor, laughing. Phil Clayton is on the couch over on his side, rolling. Shelton Smith's eyes are as big as saucers, and my father-in-law looks over and he goes, "You jerk." I loved it. It was one of the best gets I ever got. It was so good.
Just perfect.
Yeah. Speaking of John Wayne. We both love John Wayne. Old Western movies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have True Grit? Do you get the channel? Do you have or Grit TV? Is that what it is?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the local channels.
Yeah. We don't have that in Canada. Mm. So I've watched a lot of YouTube Westerns and. Several people have commented, and our wives comment on how much we love to see people hang. Yeah,
I don't really care for watching people hang. Mine is not a, it's not a therapeutic.
Yeah, how many years have you pastored now?
22.
Oh, just wait. Just wait. No, I'm kidding. No, it was a fun gesture we made one time, but no, it's fun. We enjoy that. We have several things we have in common that we enjoy. We love sports.
Mm-hmm.
We're not as good at them as we used to be.
I like real sports, like baseball and soccer.
Yeah, most girls do. That's the moment.
Fake
right
sports
there.
Like hockey.
Yeah, fake. Yeah, yeah. Like we used to play in the nursery. That was in that nursery episode we talked about.
Yes,
I said we changed our nursery into a hockey rink. Oh, we had a little Zamboni, went around, the kids drove the Zamboni. That was fun. Yeah, we like sports. We like good music. We both like good music.
Amen.
We've learned that we both enjoy cruising, taking a cruise. We really enjoyed that. We did a cruise with these guys.
That was fun.
That was.
And I think a lot of it is being with people that you like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and not just you're stuck with, you know, but people that you really like.
Yeah.
And so Denise and I could go do something, and then you and Ruthie go, but then we'd get together for supper, or maybe we'd say, hey, we're going here, you want to come? No, we're going to read over on this deck or something. But it was just nice.
The best part for us was, of course, eating together. That's always a great experience. We both love to eat. That's pretty obvious. But we would go up into what's called the crow's nest at the front of the ship at night, and there was hardly anybody ever there. And they had all kinds of games there that you could play. And I'm not you like games.
I do.
Ruthie
really do.
Loves games, and Denise likes
games.
Yeah. I'm not a big table board game.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. And so you got us started when we first got married. We'd go over to your house and play.
Mm-hmm.
And we played Trust Me. That was the first one that almost caused a divorce in our home.
After married a month, almost got a divorce.
That was bad.
That was awesome.
That was the first time I ever
All
saw
I knew is something must have happened on the way home, because whenever I came into church that morning, Doc Thompson came in about 15 minutes later, and he walked by my office and said, I got to play that game. And I knew, wow, this all went all the way to Daddy.
Yeah, it was something. So that was the first time I ever saw Ruthie really upset. She got mad because I lied to her.
I guess so.
Well, it was part of the game, though.
It's part of the game.
You had to deceive people to win this game.
No, you don't have to deceive people.
Well, if you want
to
win, you do. If you want to win,
No, not ever. We just do it. Because it's part of the game.
Tons of fun.
Oh, that was so good. I had seen what was under this thing, and so I cashed my money out, my stocks, put in the cash.
Yeah.
And Denise knew that I'd seen that piece, and so she converted all of her money to all of her stocks to cash.
Mm-hmm.
So Ruthie was next. And she's going, he said, oh, yes, trust
Invest.
Me. This is a double, you're going to double your investment. And she goes, on your Christian honor? And he said, well, we don't need to bring that into this. And I mean,
she
that was such
it.
A big clear sign.
I
and
tried.
She still trusted you. Yeah. And you flipped that thing over and went, ha,
bankrupt.
Oh, man.
She was out of the game.
She was hot.
You lied
and
to me.
You lied to me. You well, yeah, it's part of the game. Yeah, you know. And then there was, I tried to help smooth things over.
Yeah, help.
I was saying, you know, he probably lied whenever he said he loves you.
He did.
You know, I bet you did. He probably lied whenever he said you're the only one. And I mean, just on and on. I tried to help.
These are my friends.
Your marriage situation.
Yeah. What's really bad is that was 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
That was more than that, because we've been married 39 years in June, and we are just newlyweds. So
a little less than 40.
Yeah. But you still remember that in that detail.
Oh, yes.
I don't remember all those details.
It was so good.
You've got a great memory.
I remember that because I don't get him back that easily, that badly.
No.
That was bad. That was real bad.
Well, you did try to get me back bad when you knocked on the door of our honeymoon hotel suite at 11 o'clock with a Monopoly board in your hand, knocking on the door. And I told Ruthie, don't open it. It's Dan. Don't open it, Dan. She goes, we should open it. I said, no, we'll never leave.
And yes, because I tried for almost 3 weeks to find out where you're going to be spending your honeymoon, and I finally figured it out. You let the cat out of the bag because I told you before. I said, man, that's where we spent our honeymoon. It's a really nice place, our wedding night. And so, you know, you refused to let me know, and then somehow you said something like, you know, good place, you're right. You know, and then I
So they just left it at the door, and I knew who it was, but we didn't open it, so. Wow. We missed our flight that next morning. We slept in. We were so tired. You know, that wedding day is exhausting. We slept in. We missed our flight, and we go to the airport, and Ruthie's crying. You know, it's our honeymoon. We missed our flight. The girl's like, I'll get you on another one. So we get to Florida, and the guy says, okay, so you've got a car rental? Yes. I said, he goes, do you have your license? I said, yes. I gave him my driver's license. I was only 21.
Yes.
I needed to be 25 back then to rent a car as a guy. And we're like, what are we going to do? Ruthie's like, what are we going to do? I got no car. How are we going to get around? The guy says, well, how old are you? And she said, I'm 21. And he goes, well, I can rent to you.
So because a woman.
A woman, yeah, more responsible at 21. So she gets in the car, she drives out of the driveway, she's going the wrong way on a one-way street. I said, pull over, pull the car over, I'm driving. She says, you're not allowed to. I said, I'm driving. And I've taken the wheel ever since.
That is hilarious. Yeah,
that's funny. So funny things that happen. Well, I think that's about our wrap-up time.
Here we go.
It's been a good time. And I want to thank you for inviting me to do this six and a half years ago. It has been awesome. It's been a lot of fun.
Joint collaborative effort.
Yep. And we've made a lot of friends, and we've had a little bit of influence. And
we've had a blast.
We've had a blast.
Yeah. This has been fun.
It really has. And with our wives especially. Oh, man. And we've been able to poke some fun at people. And thank you for allowing us to do that.
And I'm glad they haven't poked us in the nose back.
Yeah, maybe you've wanted to. I hope not. And we hope that we can continue on. We hope, as always, if there's somebody that you think would maybe be interested in what we're doing, pass that word on about Tim Talks. A lot of folks are good.
We don't
about
advertise.
That.
No. It's just word of mouth.
Word of mouth. And, you know, as we travel and let people know. And it's been awesome. And
my 6.5 years, there are 1,000, 2,000 independent Baptist podcasts.
Oh.
We were the first.
Yeah.
Truly, the first that I know of at all.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of search, and I didn't find anybody who had a podcast other than we'll replay our sermons from Sunday.
Right, right. So, and people ask us all the time, how many people listen? We really have no sure way of knowing.
Yeah, there are some facts and figures that we do get.
Yeah.
But and it increases all the time.
It does. It does. It's in the thousands. Mm-hmm. I would say somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 people we figure listen, something like that. We don't know for sure, but by the number of people that tell us they do, it's a good number.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never done it for, you know, really number or recognition or anything like that. Obviously, there's no money involved, so it's mm-hmm. just our hearts to you in trying to help. And we would ask you to continue to send us those topics that you want to hear, something that's relevant.
I don't think we'll ever crack into the top 100. You know, because there's a lot of ministries that are, you know, national visibility ministries. Yeah. And so, you know, there's just no way that you're going to break into that number of group of people there. But we'll do the best we can.
Yeah. Well, and we don't really have the connection to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty small potatoes, really. But we're potatoes. The eyes have it.
I'm a French fry.
You wouldn't know. I'm Al Stone, and I am thrilled to have been able to do this 1,000 times with you. And I look forward to many, many more. I want to thank those who have been so kind to us.
Yes.
Those who have written.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those who have written and, you know, just shared their hearts. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. And we love you for that. I'm Al Stone. I'm traveling for the Canadian Gospel Project, finishing up Canada with the gospel, and now starting the American Gospel Project. I'll be meeting with Brother Stensis this Friday just to get a plan of how we're going to go about that, but just raising awareness and how we're going to do that. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Well, this is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for giving us the ratings that you have, the good reviews, and please make sure that you subscribe to your favorite podcast listening platform.
Yeah. So from us to you, God bless you. Have a great day, and continue to listen to the Tim Talks. God bless you.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, taking interest in ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.